Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam Crowley, why don't you tell us what you need to tell us about our next guest?
Okay. Jeff Hathorne, brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
There he is, Jeff Hathorne. And Jeff Hathorne joins right now as we were out here at the Fan Open. A very good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Yeah, today is the test in whether or not you've been practicing out with Jim Lynch or have the right equipment. And if you don't, it's a, you know, there's your place to go get better, because I know you guys are going to play great today.
Yes, we're going to rely on our partners. I'll make a putt here and there. The Shendorovich brothers, I'm sure, will be just great for me, and we'll come in near the top of the leaderboard. That's my plan.
Just so, one shot. That's all. Just one, take one shot of mine today. I'll be okay.
The Shendoroviches can play. You're in a good group.
I am. I mean, a couple years ago, I had Ron Dunmire. I think we won the Fan Open pretty much on his ball. Now we got the Shendoroviches. So in it's just 25%. That's all they need for me. So I'm good. Everything will be wonderful. So here's the deal. And let's stick with golf for a minute, because you're a golf nut. You're a golf fanatic. You're a very good golfer, and I'm not being funny about that. You truly are. Why are we holding up or sticking up or a kind of beating down, I should say, some golfers because they want to go get paid as much money as they can on this LIV tour? Does this make any sense to you, or are they overly politicizing this?
So I think if the money weren't coming from there, if it was coming from a wealthy person with no ties or really obvious ties to some bad things, I don't think it would be as bad. But, man, look at how quickly Jay Monahan found money. So there is a part, I do think the guys on the regular tour should stop ripping the guys on the LIV tour from the standpoint of they just got their schedule a hell of a lot better. They just got some more tournaments with no cuts, and they're going to make some more money because the purses grew in at least eight events and probably will grow in more. So, yeah, the guys on the regular tour need to quiet because they're benefiting from what those guys did and the heat those guys are taking now. Again, I get some of it just because of where the money's coming from.
It strikes me as faux loyalty, though. Like, why are guys like Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy taking up for the PGA as if the PGA would do the same for them if the situation were reversed? We see bad people own things in sports all the time. Dan Snyder's a great example.
Yes,
it's not on the same level as Saudi oil money, maybe, but look, Dan Snyder owns the Washington football team, the Commanders, whatever, and we don't crush people for signing with them.
No, that's a good point, but they're part of the same league. So if someone has an issue with Dan Snyder, he's still part of the NFL. He's not starting a rogue league and trying to take players from the NFL. I think that would be a different feeling. And listen, it's a different sport. I mean, these guys are free agents. They get paid when they win, with the exception of their endorsements. This is what's different is now they have a salary, and they can still make more money, which is just – it's not what we're used to in golf.
Is this O'Neill Cruz cat, Jeff? Do you think he's the real deal? Or do you think that we're just so desperate here in Pittsburgh to want anything positive with the Pirates that we're looking at this dude as some sort of baseball savior?
I don't know. If O'Neill Cruz got on that first tee today, I'm thinking that ball is like never coming down. He's the most exciting player in the Pirates farm system, period. He may not end up his entire career being the best or most consistent, but man, like when he gets up to bat, he's one of those guys that you kind of stop or want to make sure you're back from the concession stand to see when O'Neill Cruz is going to hit. And the Pirates haven't had many of those guys. So that's what makes him exciting. And he's under control for a while, and he's a guy that you can help build around. And, I respect everything that Kevin Newman has done, but he should never start at shortstop again unless, you know, O'Neill Cruz needs an off day. I love what they're doing, and man, Cruz is going to drive you crazy, but he's also going to provide you with the best moments of the season.
All right, pandemic included and all that and everything that you had to fight through, you spent as much time in Bradenton pretty much as anybody over the past, half decade or so, Jeff. Remind me the first time that you heard about O'Neill Cruz and or you heard people talking about him glowingly.
Well, the first time was that said, wait, they got this 6'7" guy for Tony Watson that plays shortstop. Like, that was the thought, okay, that where's this guy going to move? And then you see his athleticism. The thing that I remember the first time seeing him was he strides like Terrell Pryor. Like, it takes 4 steps, it seems, for him to get the first to second base, and he just glides. I mean, he's just so smooth, and he's so talented and gifted that he's just I saw him last year in Altoona, went down and did a story and was trying to tell people that, oh, he's a rail. He is not a rail. This guy is put together, and he is a fun baseball player. Again, he's going to drive you nuts at times with routine plays that he might mess up on, but, man, he's part of this fun, and obviously we saw it for a couple of days. And what is it, 5 straight games? Now he's driven in a run.
Jeff, do you think it's more likely that O'Neill Cruz is – the genesis of something, and that, you know, I think back to when Andrew McCutchen came up in 2009, and then a couple of years later the team was contending. Do you think he's much more likely that, the first in this wave of players that makes the Pittsburgh Pirates competitive again, or is this just another sort of silver lining in the dark clouds that we latch on to for a little while?
Well, there's definitely some talent, and we've seen some hints of it from Sawinski. You know, they've got a bunch of guys, the Sawinski's, Mitchell, Madris, Swaggerty, you know, Smith and Jigba, the Frazier kid in Altoona, Gorski's having a great, like all these outfielders that they're just going to throw out, and they do have more talent, and they've got some infielders that we've seen some glimpses of, so you feel better about the overall talent, and you add that with a Cabrian Hayes and a Brian Reynolds, but they don't have the pitching. So as good as that and as exciting as that can be, I'm not going to put it in that class yet until they either develop or acquire some pitching beyond Ronzi Contreras and, you know, maybe a Zach Thompson as a bottom end of the rotation guy. But they've got to find some pitching. If they do, then, yeah, I think it is the start of a core of something that can be really special if they can find some more pitching, which they are lacking.
Jeff, do you have any problem with what Chase Claypool said earlier this week? And what do you think of his mental state in terms of being a diva or not?
You know what? I don't think it's necessarily bad for a receiver to be a diva and want high numbers and shoot for the stars as long as you're willing to put in the work and attention to detail. So you could put in the work. You can go to practice. You can work. But it's those little attention to detail things that Antonio Brown mastered. You know, it's the footwork games that he would play or the catching from the different angles in the jugs machine. Like, if he can get to that point where he can refine his game, man, we've seen it. He's got so much talent. I don't mind a guy betting on himself. It's just how will he back it up? Or if he doesn't in the first few games, how is he going to handle that? Is he going to work harder? Or is it just going to tick him off and distract him?
Jeff Hathorne. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. What's on the website real quick?
Yeah, we've got more on the Pirates, and obviously it's off-season Steeler news as well, so we'll have all of that. And, you know, the unfortunate death of Tony Siragusa, one of the most fun players ever, and just a shame with Tony. So, yeah,
totally,
we've got a lot of
totally
stuff. And gents, hit him straight.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it, and we are here. Manor Valley Golf Course Fan Open, presented by Bowser Chevrolet, benefits of Gino Filippone Memorial Scholarship. Special thanks to JP Roofing and Siding, Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse, Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman, and Clean Eats for supporting us today. Crowley lost his mind yesterday. We go over that next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.